Dilma may be kulu d'chayvi. Maybe this whole mincha, 60 Yisroinim, really is supposed to be l'chayvi. Maybe the person made a neder to bring 60. And so you only have a right to burn the first kemitzah, not the second one. Because then the klal is v'chol shum imenu ishim harayim about taktiru. Anytime you burnt like part of it, you're not going to burn the rest of it. So to be allowed not to burn the second kemitzah. So how could you burn the second kemitzah? So Moran says, I'm Rav Yehuda Brei, the Rav Shimon ben Pazi, the master gloom is shem eitzim. He like makes it tonight. He takes off the first kemitzah l'shem chayva, and that one he could burn. Then he takes off the second kemitzah, and that one is a tonight. If the first one was a chayva, 460, so what I'm burning now is not l'shem akhtar, it's l'shem eitzim. Then there's no avera. But if the first chayva was only, let's say, 20, 30, 40, so there's still some Israel left over to be in the devil, so then this kemitzah is the terrorist in the dover, and then you have a right to burn it. Uksu Rebbe Lezer, like Rebbe Lezer holds. The Tani will learn, Rebbe Lezer Reina. When the Pesach says, L'reach nichoyach, so we dash in Iya Tamala, you're not allowed to burn something, L'shem burn, L'shem reach nichoyach, the Shiraim. Like when you burn the Iker of it, you can't burn the Shiraim anymore. Avel, Tamala L'shem Eitzim, if you stamps take some of the Shiraim, and put it on the Mizbeach, not L'shem Akhtaro, but Stam L'shem Eitzim, Yod is no Avera. That's the Eitzim also. Take the second Kemitzah, and you burn it with a Tanai. If you're M'chuyiv to, it's L'shem Akhtaro. If you're not M'chuyiv to, it's on L'shem Eitzim, meaning Stam burning, not L'shem Mitzvah Akhtaro. Oh, Malay Ravach, Abred, Rav Ravashi, the Duma may be, the Kula Yalma, Mut L'Aron Chayu Ben Adava. Maybe no. Here's the question of this. Maybe both Rebbe and Chum, both old, you'll have to put together in the same kli, on the dover and a chayva. If so, what's the machlekes over here? For a hocho, the Rebbe Lezer kemiflugi. The Rabbanan islu the Rebbe Lezer. That what? That you could burn a second aktora, even though it's shirayim, because you can make it tonight, l'shem eitzim. And the reason why Rebbe says it has to be in separate kelim, because you put it together, for Rebbe Lezer, the Rebbe Lezer. Because Rebbe does not from Rebbe Lezer shita. So you have to be afraid maybe the whole mincha was the shein chayva, and you have no right to burn the second aktara, so the second kemitzah. Maybe that's why Rabbi Yosef has to be in two separate kelim. So Rabbi says back, or Malay, Isakotat, if you would tell me and think, that the Rabbi according to Rabbi, that really holds, Mutal Arab chayva bin Adov, you'll have to mix up the two together, chayva bin Adov, Udu Rabbi Lezer, Leslay, and also Rabbi does not hold from Lezer Svara. That once you burn the kemitzah, the shirayim you're not going to put on the mizbeach at all, not even l'shem l'shem eitzim. If so, efsha demaisi shishin b'chad mana, still there's still an eitzah then. Why does Rabbi say you have to bring 60 different kelim, 1 to 60? Let him do like this. Let him bring one kli with 60 yisroim a minute. That's one kli. Demaisi shishin b'chad mana, v'chad b'chad mana, and then let him bring the second kli with only one isarin. Omagamahu, and I put them together, the comets and make a kemitzah. The rest of it is what Efsha, the maisi shishim b'chad mana, v'chad b'chad mana says, the comets migoyd obresha. Let him first take a kemitzah out of the big kli that has 60 inside it. Omagamahu, make a tell like this. Iku l'chayva, if this whole kli is l'shem chayva, meaning he really meant to bring 60 first. Shapa, very good. And the second one is in the dover. But v'loi, if he did not mean the first neder to bring 60, is so hard to commit to having the chayva. As many as I made my chayva for should be from this big kli, and I've taken a kemitzah now l'shem the chayva. Or my the commits to the kli achar, that the make a kemitzah in the second kli, l'heavy yahu yisorin, it should be for that yisorin in the second kli, and also loisin the dovram that was left over from the first kli. Rashi says umaga, and they'll touch the two kelim together, zeh b'tzad zeh, so therefore you can make a kemitzah. So chura, if Rebbe would hold, like we're saying that he let it put together in the same kli, a neder and in the dovram, so that's the kasha. Why do you have to bring 60 kelim? 1 to 60, just bring 2 kelim. And one kli bring 60, and in one kli bring 1. And manashach yid yotza. That's the raya Rebbe holds that you can't mix together in the same kli, a chayva and a nedava. So therefore you have to have 60 separate kelim, 1 to 60. Yeah. Rav Amram says like this. Rav Amar, it could be the Kuliyam, everybody holds. Mut the Larav Chayyub in the Dover. You let them mix together. A Minchas Chayyub in the Dover. Or the Kuliyam is to Rav Lezer. Even Rebbe holds like Rav Lezer. If so, what's the machlokes then? If you could burn a second kemitza, so what's the machlokes over here? I tell you, the whole could have plucked to the Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Rabbanu kemiflagi. This now run like this: Afilu mincha shel samech yisarin. Even if you menadeh to bring a mincha of 60 yisroinim, we had noisun lo samech lug. That I can't hold to say you have to bring samech lug of shemen. For every yisarin of flour, you need one lug of shemen. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Emuno. Afilu mincha shashishim yisarin. Ain le ena luga. Even though you menadeh a mincha here to bring 60 yisroinim of flour, still you only need just one lug of shemen. Shenemen, the pasuk says, La mincha v'lug shemen. Mashm, as big as you want to make your mincha, you never mean more than one shemen. So that's the machlokes. First says now one. That rabbonin savri k'rabbonin. The rabbonin holds that rabbonin shita the yamri samich lug. That you have to bring 60 lugs of shemen, and therefore v'chol chad v'chad yisorin lug of kashokol. That every single yisorin needs its own lug of shemen. So therefore, it's no problem. Bring this one kli of 60 yisroinim, and Taka put 60 lugum of shemen inside it. El manashok yid v'yotza. For Rebbe Sovin Okav Lezer ben Yaakov, the Yomar, ein le'ele lugo. That even though you would not have to bring 60 yisroinim, you only need one lug. If so, for lo yadin, then you can't bring it in one kli, because you don't know how much shemen to put in. Lo yadin yichod minchi. That if you bring 60 in one kli, maybe really you only meant to bring one mincha of 60 yisroinim. And then the saga lo b'chad lug. You don't have to put just one lug of shemen inside it. The other tzaddas maybe know. Or shtei menochas ninu. Maybe really you only meant to make a mincha less than 60. Now that you have 60 yisroinim, it's like two separate menochas. One's a chayva, one's a nadava. The bin in shtei lugin, then you have to have two lugs of shemen. So since you don't know how much shemen to put in, that's the reason why Rabbi says you can't put in one bikli, but rather you have to have 60 different kelim. So that could be the machlekes. Rashi yomar b'katan v'hevi gadol k'miflagi. Rashi says b'katan v'hevi gadol v'ze inam le'nodir le'shleisha sreinis. Even if only men there they bring three. O'maisi chamish le'nidrei yotza. Maybe that's the even though the Tzaddis say you only meant to bring a neder for one or two or three, you could still bring 60. You'd be yotzi a neder. That's the machlokes. Rabbanan savri katan. If you manada to bring only 10 or 20, they be godl and you bring 60 yisroinim yotza. As long as you don't bring less, but to bring more, it's your yotza. So then it's treat according to Rabbanan. Bring one mincha of 60 yotza manashach. Rabbi seven lo yotzi, not yotza. If you menad of 20, it has to be bedafka 20. If you bring 60, you're not yotza. So most zayv of lugu b'chod zimni. We had this machlokes once already. We had the machlokes later. I mean, dafkuv zayv. We had the machlokes soon. That now we later. Katan vevi gozel. You menad to bring two esrenim when you brought five. Yotza. Rabbi yom lo yotza. So you had the machlokes once. What did the machlokes twice for? So most yes, three. We need it twice. The yitma b'ho over here. Both of them you have to make a kemitza from. Rashi says, Ben Mincha Gadol, Ben Mincha Ktana, Chad Kremitz Makav, you're only burning one kemitza. Avol Hosam, the Konofish Imurim, but over there you bring a different type of Imurim over there. Eima Modlel Rebbe. There, the Rabbanim would agree to Rebbe. Rashi says, Viklameim Loyochi Noda, who come on Loyot and the Fish in Imurim Dida. His next Gemara there, we'll see later, we'll see next daf, is talking about the Murim, how much you have to burn. So there, it's different the Murim there, maybe the Rabbanim would agree to Rebbe. And the Yitma behold the case later, the Murim by Karbin, the Yikama Rebbe, that you can't do more than you're supposed to. Ava behold by a Mincha, and a Mordel Rabbanim, here we agree to the Rabbanim, that even though you made a Neder to bring a Mincha of 5 Yisroinim, maybe you could bring a Mincha of 10 Yisroinim, Tzricha. That's when the Chiddush is saying no, that the Machlokes is both cases. Now there's a simon for next Mishnah, sin of Eitzim, Zov, Yain, Oila, Toida, and Shor. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, somebody says, Harei Alai Eitzim. He says he's menadeh himself to bring a Eitzim. He has to bring eight pounds for korban for nedava. So lochu is lo yifchas mishnei gizrin. He can't bring less than two pieces of wood. That's the least. What about somebody says, are we allowed to bring levoina? So lo yifchas mikaymet. He can't bring less than a handful of this levoina. What's going to be chami? Another mishnah says chamisha kamotzim heim. There are five things that need a kamitza. There are chamisha kamotzim heim. Here that the shear of these things is a kaimitz. That's Voimer, Haraya Lai Lavoina, these guys are Lavoina, Lyivchas can be less than a kaimitz. Hamas Nadav Mincha is Yavi Ima Kaimitz Lavoina. You have to bring at least one of the kaimitz of Lavoina. Hamal is a kaimitz of Bachutz. If somebody burns a kaimitz of Bachutz, he's Chayiv Misa. Vishnei Bezichin, Tunishnei Kamotzen. That's an Lechem upon him by the Shulchan. We had the Shnei Bezichim, and each Bezich had to be a Kamitza of Levina. So these five halachas have halachas with the Shear of a Kamitza. Yeah. The Mishnah says, Hareya Lai Zov, if someone is menad himself to bring gold, so he needs a Matbeya, a golden Matbeya, to bring it to the Bedek Abayis. So La Yivchais Medina Zov, he has to at least bring a dinner's worth of Zov. Yeah. Which is, we know, 25 dinar kesef, silver. Yeah. What's going to be somebody says kesef? Somebody says to bring silver. La yivchas medina kesef. You can't bring less than a dinar's worth of kesef. The choshes. Somebody says to bring kapal. La yivchas mimo kesef. You can't bring less than more kesef. He has to give nechoshes that's worth at least a more of kesef. What's good? The guy says parashti. For any day in my parashti, he said the first he made his nedev and he said clearly how much he wanted to bring. Now he forgot. Is who maybe at shiyom alakach neskavanti. He has to bring as much as like for sure he did not mean more than that. So Moshe says Tanya about all like this. The Bosik says korban. Is malam nefneh will learn out shem is not an eitzim. A person can bring an eitz wood for korban. For kam, how much do you have to bring? Shnei gzirim, you have to bring two logs of wood. For chen rem, the pasuk says nechemiyam v'hagorola sipalnu al korban hu eitzim. So from this pasuk we see that eitzim is called a korban. Now Rebbe Yem Rebbe says eitzim korban heim, it's a korban. And tuna melech, you also have to have melech like a regular korban. Or tuna gosh, you have to bring it towards the mizbeach. And Amar Rabba Rabba says, Odiva Rebbe, according to Rebbe, Eitzim Tuna Kamitza, you have to make a Kamitza from Eitzim also. Amar Rapapa, Odiva Rebbe, Eitzim Tzricham Eitzim, Eitzim like a Korban, you have to have other Eitzim there burning first, and put these Eitzim on top of them. So that Lovoyna Lyivchus Menachemitz, Mnon, and Siva Hirim, Men Abakumtsim, Sals, and Mincha Mishamna, Vizkola Lovoyna, is Makish Lovoyna La Roma de Mincha, Maha Roma de Mincha, take off from the Minchas Kamitz, Af Levoina Nami Kremitz, how much of a mint Levoina you have to bring a Kemitza. You were holding Daf Kuf Zayin Nomad Aleph on top, just really the last Gemara was, we had on Kuf Vav and Beis was a ton of Rabbanim. Harei Elai Le Mizbeach. There's somebody's menadev to bring something for the mizbeach. So it says the yavu levoina. You're supposed to bring levoina. Why? Shem lechadav shakol v'gabi mizbeach elu levoina. The only thing that's completely burnt on the mizbeach is only levoina. What's going to be pirashti? The person says, when I made my neder, I was mefarish. I explained exactly what I meant that I want to bring on the mizbeach. And now later, v'ein yudei my pirashti, I forgot what I meant to say. So in such a case, in lachar is, Yovi mikol dover shakov lemizbeach. He should bring from any of the things that are burnt on the mizbeach. Like we'll soon see, there are a lot of things that are burnt on the mizbeach. Just the only thing that's completely burnt is only the levoina. So if he said lashna parashti mashma, he meant more than just levoina. Therefore, we have a suffer. We have to bring all these things that are burnt on the mizbeach. And now the Gemara goes to explain like this: for sulek, is it true that the only thing that's burnt completely on the mizbeach is only the levoina? For the more why weak oil, there's a carbon oil that whole thing is burnt. So Moshe says, no, Iko Eira, there's the skin of the Korban Eira, the Kahanim goes to Kahanim. For the Mo'ayv, Iko Eira Saif, there's the Eira Saif that those things is burnt. So Moshe says, no, there's no skin on the Eira Saif, the bird of a knife. So the Eira Saif. So Moshe says,